USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned former special counsel Robert Mueller agrees to testify before Congress on July 17th. He will sit before the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees and answer questions about the Russia investigation. In other news, a huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes brand new sanctions. An update now on the situation in Venezuela.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, reaction to the escalation with Iran. Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
I hear my Democratic colleagues on the floor today were talking about all this, and they're acting as if when the Iran deal was in place, Iran was some peaceful or benign country that wasn't doing anything. Even with the deal in place, they were building rockets with increasing range and lethality and accuracy. They were supplying Hezbollah. They were standing up these Shia militias. They were destabilizing Yemen with the Houthis. They were conducting cyber attacks. And this is all with the deal in place because the deal allowed them to do that.
Staying on Capitol Hill now, a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of exposure to all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In Chicago, police releasing disturbing new video of actor Jesse Smollett, hours and hours pertaining to the investigation in the bogus attack detectives say he staged. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
70 hours of video footage and hundreds of files from the investigation into the actor's alleged attack earlier this year that he reported. Some of the video showing him with a white rope looped around his neck, which he had claimed attackers had placed on him. Smollett was indicted on multiple felony counts for allegedly staging the attack, but the charges were later dropped. A special prosecutor is now going to investigate the handling of the case, which could result in new charges against the actor.
It's the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Today marks 10 years since we lost a huge pop star. On Hollywood Boulevard, where Michael Jackson's star is located, fans came to take pictures and remember him. They spoke about his music.
He was a genius. I think there's really no other words.
They also spoke about his controversies.
It's there. It's just like hiding history. You can't do it.
Michael Jackson received a fatal dose of propofol and benzodiazepine and passed away a decade ago at his home on North Carrollwood Drive in Los Angeles. Fans have gathered at his home for a remembrance. There is also a vigil at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California, where he was laid to rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.